was for Christmas, what would be my toy?
Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is DJ Aquarius here, and you are listening to Just Saying, the show about hot topics and pop culture and everything going on in our world today. So I hope everybody is having a great Wednesday. I am, but I will say I'm very, very tired. And because of that, I'm very excited that spring break is on its way. It can't get here soon enough. I love coming to school here. I love Dominican, but it just kind of gets to that point where you need a break. So I am very, very grateful that spring break is on its way, and I have a lot to look forward to over the spring break vacation. I think a lot of fun things will happen. I've already been making plans with friends, and I also have an English paper to finish, so that's one thing that's not too fun, but got to get that done. So I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there can relate. I'm sure a lot of you have homework to get done, but lots of friends to hang out with at the same time. So anyways, just getting on to entertainment news. We will do that after I return from these messages. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
First saw you, I saw love, and the first time you touched me, I felt love, and after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Yeah, looks like we made it, look how far we've come. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still the one.
I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
This is DJ Aquarius here, and you are listening to Just Saying. That was a little Shania Twain for you all with You're Still the One. That song for me is one of those where it has its moments where it really gets on my nerves, and then other times where I really, really enjoy it. So I think just because I'm in a moment where I'm sort of needing a calm surrounding, that song really worked for me today. But that's not always the case. Some days it does get on my nerves, but I wonder if anybody else has that sort of experience with that song. But anyways, as I was saying before, this show that is all about hot topics and entertainment and pop culture, that's what the show is. And so today we're just gonna do that, basically. I don't have any chosen topic for you guys, so we are just going to talk about random hot topics, and I'll just tell you guys everything that's going on in the world of entertainment for right now. So for a little bit of sad and yet awkward news, I have a headline here that says Paul Bearer dead. WWE manager of The Undertaker suffered blood clot. Now, for all you who don't know, The Undertaker is Paul Bearer is a wrestler, professional wrestler, I believe, and it looks like he's passed away, sadly, so RIP to him. And it's this wrestling legend, William Alvin Bill Moody, better known as his ring name Paul Bearer, died Tuesday, March 5th. He was 58 years old. It says WWE announced the news in a statement on the website, saying WWE is saddened to learn of the passing of William Moody, aka Paul Bearer. And so, just so you guys can envision this at home, it's the way it's spelled is Paul, like the name Paul, P-A-U-L, and then Bearer, so B-E-A-R-E-R, so it's kind of an interesting spelling for it. And it says Moody made his WWE debut in 1991 as the manager of The Undertaker and went on to become a memorable part of WWE over the course of the next 20 years. Our deepest condolences go out to Moody's family, friends, and fans. Continuing on. It says Bearer joined the World Wrestling Federation in 1990. His degree in mortuary science was used as an inspiration for his character as a funeral director who managed The Undertaker, Kane, Rick Rude, Vader, and more wrestling stars. Does anybody else out there find that creepy? I find that really disturbing, the fact that he has a degree in mortuary science. Ugh. I mean, I know it's an important job, but it's just really gross. And I couldn't imagine being married to a man like that or doing the job myself. It's just creepy. it's back in my JC, I knew a girl that wanted to become a mortician, and I just didn't understand her. I thought she was just nuts and odd. I mean, who would want to work with dead people for all day or study dead people all day? I mean, I get it if you're an anthropologist and, you know, you're into archaeology and finding skulls and things like that, but just to sit around working with dead people all day, I just, oh, good Lord, I don't know who has the stomach for it. So, I mean, what a depressing way to live your life. But then again, I'm a very sunshine and rainbow kind of person, so the last thing I want to do is be surrounded by a bunch of stiffs all day. So, anyway, it says, although the cause of death has not yet been confirmed, TMZ reports that Bear suffered from morbid obesity and gallbladder issues. Well, that's charming. Poor guy. And TMZ further reported Wednesday that Bear suffered a blood clot 3 days before his death. While attending a Cauliflower Alley Club reunion on March 2nd, Bearer reportedly told people he was seeking treatment for respiratory issues. The president of the Wrestling Society, Bob Kelly, told TMZ that was written incorrectly. I don't know who wrote this article, but it's written incorrectly. So I'm going to try and rephrase it. Told TMZ he has a severe breathing problem. We'll just fix that. Somebody needs to go back and edit their writing. And was probably hospitalized after the reunion. Sorry about the misprint, folks. I don't know who wrote this article. But anyway, more or less, you folks get the gist of the story. So that's very sad. Gallbladder problems are nothing to joke about. And I don't know, it says while he was attending the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion on March 2nd, I wonder what the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion is. If somebody knows, I would love to find out. So feel free to contact me. You can call the station. It's 415-482-3587 and let me know if you know what the Cauliflower Alley Club is. It's it sounds like a happy organization, but then again, with a man that majored in mortuary science and called himself Paul Bearer and manager of the Undertaker, I don't know, it could be something a lot scarier than how it sounds. But that's what happened to Mr. Paul Bearer, so I'm sorry to hear that, but you know, that's life. I mean, that sounds terrible, but I mean that in the nicest way, really. So anyway, I will have more information for you guys on pop culture and entertainment when we return after this music break. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah.
nothing stays the same. We can live our lives like angels, but we all feel the pain. Though I never said I loved you, before you said goodbye, your still small voice, yes, it comforts me when I close my eyes at night. You say, it's not over, no, no, it ain't over, it's just begun, so don't you worry, son, you must realize I'm still looking through your
to play B-sides. Time ain't on my side. Time I'll never know.
Was Blue Oyster Cult, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I am your host of Just Saying, DJ Aquarius, so thank you for joining me this Wednesday. So when we last left off, we were talking about recent celebrity news. So in the newest article I have, Snooki from the Jersey Shore loses 42 pounds, and she debuts post-baby body in her new bikini. I don't care about Snooki at all because she's a reality star, and I have no respect for reality stars whatsoever. I just think they're just a complete waste of time and space. So I'm really not in love with the idea of reporting on Snooki, but because this is a show about entertainment and sadly she is part of the entertainment world, I feel obligated as your host to clue you in on what's going on with every celebrity, even the fake ones such as celebrities, such as reality stars like Snooki. Anyway, it says there's a little bit less of Nicole Snooki Polizzi, I guess that's her last name, Polizzi. I guess I'm pronouncing that right. I didn't know her first name was Nicole. I just really thought she was a Snooki. She looks like a Snooki. That's what she looks like to me, a Snooki. She doesn't look like somebody that would even have a real name. That's just how ridiculous she looks to me. But as I was saying, there looks like there's a little bit less of Snooki to go around these days. 42 pounds worth. The former Jersey Shore party girl, who is 25 years old, has experienced a complete lift makeover since last year. Thanks to her engagement to boyfriend Gianni Lavelle. I hope I pronounced that right as well. I know it's J-I-O-N-N-I. I've seen Gianni spelled differently, so I'm not sure if that's pronounced correctly, but we're going to go with it. Gianni Lavelle, her first ever pregnancy, and the August birth of her adorable baby boy, Lorenzo. That is definitely a New Jersey Italian name, Lorenzo. I hope I wasn't being prejudiced when I said that. I wasn't meaning to be a bigot in any way. I was just saying that definitely sounds like somebody who's Italian and from the East Coast. So anyway, Lorenzo Lavelle, I mean, it just sounds Italian, doesn't it? Anyway, Snooki's, anyway, it says when you have a baby, everything changes. The 4'9" star said in the new issue of Us Weekly, part of Snooki's transformation, she shed an astounding 42 pounds since giving birth, weighing in at 102 pounds and revealing the sexy results for us in body revealing bikinis. It's quite a small size to get down to 102 pounds. She's almost completely disappeared. It's quite a skill. It says, I lost it for me, she tells us. But I also wanted Gianni to know that I can be hot as a mom. Okay. For more exclusive shots of Snooki's amazing post baby body, how she dropped the weight, including fitness and diet tips and her new life with her boys, pick up the new issue of Us Weekly on stands Friday. It's just so weird to me that she's a mom. She just doesn't have mom energy at all. It's just, I almost feel sorry for the kid that's going to be raised by her, because she's just, I mean, I guess most people party in their life, especially in their younger age. She's a young girl, she's 25, but just Snooki, I mean, I don't know. If I was that kid, I'd be embarrassed to have her for a mom. That's not somebody I would be wanting to represent me. In terms of parenting, she's just not somebody I'd be proud to say was my mother. But anyway, she is much smaller. I'm looking at two comparison pictures of her. The two pictures next to each other that you can compare before and after, and she's definitely a lot smaller. So good for her. I'm not sure if it makes much of a difference. She still looks ridiculous. So it's smaller, larger. She's just always going to look ridiculous, especially with the name like Snooki. But more power to her. And who knows? Maybe she might turn out to be a good parent. I'm not sure, but maybe. So best of luck, Snooki, for you and little Lorenzo. And then moving on, LaToya Jackson. I swear there's always something going on with the Jacksons. It's just never ending. LaToya Jackson lashes back at reports and considers legal action. It says LaToya Jackson is not too happy about a report in the New York Post that claimed the singer was taking control of her late brother Michael's children. The Post report on Sunday stated that while LaToya's siblings were battling over Michael's $2 billion estate, the middle female Jackson sister moved into one of the heirs, on the heirs to the fortune, having get-togethers that include lots of ice cream and cookies. Well, that sounds fun. I wouldn't mind a bit of ice cream and cookies, but maybe she's just trying to get the kids to like her so they'll sign over all their money to him. To her. But in LaToya Jackson's case, you never know. Anyway, before long, the gold-digging diva had signed all three of his kids to her Jawtail Enterprises talent agency. I didn't know she owned a talent agency. Does LaToya Jackson even have any talent? Because when I think about it, I've never known her to do anything but be in the way and cause problems for Michael and the rest of the family. I mean, she married this man some years ago that, according to her, caused her to turn against Michael when he was being accused of child molestation. And she turned against Michael, but then later said it was just because she was married to a man that was pressuring her to do all these different things. And she's always in the media. Looks like she's always trying to get attention. I just don't know about her. I mean, the fact that she has a talent agency, I'm not sure. I wonder if it's even a legit agency. So I'll have to look into that and report back to you guys. But anyway, as I was saying, before long, the gold digging diva had signed all three of his kids to her Jawtail Enterprises talent agency, which boasts no other clients. Oh, well, I just answered my question there. So it's not really legit then. It has no other clients. So she's just going on the family name. So that's not uncommon. I'm sure a lot of people would do that, but I'm not surprised. I mean, this is LaToya Jackson, folks. The coup de grace for LaToya, who gets a standard 15% commission on each deal, would be a reality TV show deal she's negotiating. Insider said bidding has approached $10 million. Well, I can believe that. This is the Jackson family, after all. They reported that Oprah Winfrey's own cable network was the front runner to get the series, which would feature Michael's three kids, LaToya, and cameos by Katherine Jackson. That's interesting. I don't know what I think about Oprah endorsing this. I mean, I get that she has her own TV show. I mean, not just her own TV show, that was back in the good old days, but she has her own network now, and so she needs to do things for ratings. Having said that, I've always viewed Oprah as somebody that's very selective about what she promotes, and she's not just keen on promoting the first thing that comes along. So I'm a little bit surprised because, well, I mean, she has interviewed Michael Jackson's children before. But she's always seemed to want to protect people and protect children from the spotlight when they need it. And I know that she, just like everybody else, knows how Michael Jackson felt about his children just being exploited. So I'm surprised that she would sign that. But, you know, I guess business is business and you do what you have to do. So anyway, Monday evening, a rep for LaToya issued the following statement. The story in the NY Post is completely and unequivocally false. Neither LaToya nor her company represent any of MJ's children in any legal capacity, nor has she received any commissions or payment as a result of their individual ventures. As a loving aunt, the children ask for her or ask for help or advice, and she supports them 100% and will continue to do so. Should we believe this? I don't know. As much as I would like to believe that LaToya is not behind this whatsoever, and that she's just a loving aunt that wants to take her nieces and nephews under her wing and show them the ropes and help their dreams to come true. Like I said before, this is a woman that has been hunting the spotlight since forever. And Michael Jackson's children have been getting into show business more and more lately. I mean, you know, you have Prince Jackson. I reported on it a couple weeks ago, who is now the newest correspondent for Entertainment Tonight. He just took on a very short role on the new 90210 Beverly Hills series, where he's making a guest appearance. Paris Jackson all of a sudden is going to be in a film, and so it's interesting to me that all these kids are sort of jumping off into show business all of a sudden. And I, as much as I would like to believe that she's not behind it, I think that she is. I wouldn't put it past her. Furthermore, but continuing with the story, it says, furthermore, there is no shopping of a reality show for the children. Paris did her movie deal over a year ago directly with the production company, and LaToya had nothing to do with it. Over the past year, Prince has continuously asked for his aunt to help in starting his career because of the infrastructure she has. When she asked for her nephew what he wanted for his birthday, he replied, "I just want it to work." It was at that time that she diligently started to assist him with his career, and that's when Entertainment Tonight was booked, and then 90210 Beverly Hills, and that's just what I was telling you guys about. It goes on to say LaToya is currently consulting with her attorneys on how to proceed against these false derogatory statements made by the NY Post and other participating publications. LaToya has been in the public eye and on television a lot lately. She's currently on the All Stars edition of Celebrity Apprentice, which premiered on Sunday. And on Monday night, she was a guest judge for the third time on Logo's RuPaul's Drag Race. That sounds interesting. In related Jackson family news, a new smoking gun email reportedly linking AEG Live to the death of Michael Jackson emerged on Monday in the ongoing wrongful death lawsuit filed by Katherine Jackson and Michael's children against the mega concert promoter. The email reportedly read, "We want to remind Dr. Conrad Murray that it's AEG, not MJ, who is paying his salary. We want to remind him what is expected of him." AEG claims that Dr. Murray was not there, it was not their employee. The new trial is set to begin in April. So wow, that trial has been going on for a very, very long time. It's the truth is I understand that Michael was Catherine's son and he was a father and all this, but I don't really think that there's any one person to blame in all this. And I just think this push on is just ridiculous, and I think they kind of need to just let it go. You know, Michael had some issues, he kept some bad people around him, and it's just, as much as I understand the family wants justice, I just kind of think there's just too many people to sort through, and it's just not one person that's responsible for all this, so just sort of let it go. But in terms of LaToya, I'm not sure how I feel about her. I like I said before, I do believe that she's the one pushing the children into show business. Don't know how I feel about it. I mean, on one hand, if it's their dream, why hold them back? Everybody's entitled to have a dream and pursue it. Show business is what they know. Everybody in their family is in the show business. On the other hand, you know, Michael fought so hard over the years to keep these children, to keep his children's lives private. And I think, you know, I just think he's probably turning in his grave if he knew about this, them getting further off into show business. So I don't know how healthy it is, but they're not my children, so it's not my place to judge anymore. So anyway, I will return with more news for you all after this radio this music break. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
The earth is on the back. Adoption Day of Saints.
All right, folks, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Aquarius here with some more entertainment news for you all. Olivier Sarkozy and Mary-Kate Olsen, yes, the other half of the Olsen twins duo, at Madison Square Garden. Here's the image of that. And you guys can find that on OMG from Yahoo.com. And it says, for a couple that's been dogged with perpetual engagement rumors, Mary-Kate Olsen and Olivier Sarkozy don't seem to be doing much to quiet the inquiring masses. Olsen, 26, and Sarkozy, 43, were spotted acting all kinds of cozy at the New York Knicks basketball game at Madison Square Garden in New York City on Sunday. Also spotted a thick golden band around MK's ring finger. Oh my goodness. Whether or not the ring, which matches the rest of the Elizabeth and James designer jewelry, actually means anything, remains up for grabs. I mean, I guess that's true because it could be a promise ring or something like that. Sarkozy only recently in 2012 split from his wife of 13 years, Charlotte Bernand, and they have two children together. Despite the baggage and the couple's age difference, the pair definitely seem to be taking their romance of 9 months seriously. Although sounding the engagement of marriage alarms at this junction certainly could be seen as a bit hasty. But it's not uncommon for Hollywood. I mean, people get married after knowing each other for 2 days in Hollywood. I mean, look at Britney Spears and what's that guy's name that she married a while back. I mean, there was Kevin Federline, who she married right away. And then before him, there was another guy that she went to school with named Jason. Can't remember his last name. And they got married for 24 hours in Vegas and then had the marriage annulled. So actually, when you think about Hollywood standards, 9 months is actually pretty long to be in a relationship with somebody. And it continues to say, after all my talking, I've lost my place. Oh, dear. Because the band is so simple, it could very well mean the two already tied the knot. Ooh, that could be, especially after what happened with Janet Jackson, when it turns out that she's been married for a whole year. I reported on that last week to you guys. It might also be an engagement ring that spun around so we can't see the diamond. Or, you know, it could just be a shiny accessory. Oh, it says OMG has reached out to a rep for Olsen, but has not yet received a response. It seems every time this unlikely duo stepped out since they first got together, they've been seen snuggling, smooching, and feeding the rumor flames. Gossip. So they're really not hiding this. They're not shy about this at all. Usually people try and keep their relationships hidden a bit, but not these two. So I didn't realize that Mary-Kate Olsen was such an open person. Okay, so continuing on. Gossip Cop has already debunked engagement stories twice this year alone. Only a few weeks ago, Star reported that Sarkozy, the half-brother of former French president, I knew he was related to that French president guy because they're all Sarkozys. If you guys know anything about French politics, you've heard of the Sarkozys. And Nicolas Sarkozy, who was the former president, has a very handsome son named Jean Sarkozy, so you guys should look him up. He definitely looks like a prince, more than a first kid. Anyway, Nicolas Sarkozy had popped the question with a $350,000 12-carat diamond ring, which MK supposedly only accepted as a promise ring. A few weeks earlier, the mini mogul was spotted wearing a sparkler. Aww, while they kissed in a Paris airport. In both cases, the rumors were shot down. Olsen previously dated artist Nate Lowman for more than 2 years, with that relationship ending in February 2010. Not the best looking man, I have to say. I don't have a problem with older man, younger woman relationships, so long as nobody's the younger woman isn't being forced into anything. If she chooses to be with an older man, I think that's okay. If she's not being manipulated. But, and I know it's not all about looks, but this man really isn't the most charming thing in the world to look at. But, you know, if she's happy with him, then good for Mary Kate. Everybody needs love in this world. So that's the deal with Mary Kate Olsen and her French older man. And moving on to London news, Justin Bieber responds to getting booed after making London concert goers wait. Says Justin Bieber's London tour stop hasn't exactly been smooth sailing. The Canadian crooner, not much of a crooner, more like a croaker, but oh well, who was widely criticized for his worst birthday tantrum over the weekend, irritated his faithful fans and their parents Monday night by taking the stage nearly 2 hours late. Now, I have to say, people, the reason what happened on his birthday was that he was trying to get into a club. They were not allowed into the club because it smelled like he and his posse had been smoking weed. And for that reason, they were denied entry into the club. So he should just get over it and know that you can't go to a club high. I'm just saying. And so that's pretty much what happened with this whole ordeal with Bieber and his concert goers. So maybe next time he can remember to be on time. He said that he was not able to start on time and he had to be 2 hours late because there were technical difficulties, but that's what they all say. For all we know, it could be the sign of drug problems. I'm just saying. Anyway, that's all for now, folks. So thank you for tuning in to Just Saying. I am here every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So please join me, DJ Aquarius, next week. And have a great spring break, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.